Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West, and today we're talking Donda 2 and the first talk of a Donda 2 movie. And this is coming from Daily Mail, and Daily Mail, as far as I'm aware, is in the TMZ category of being morally questionable, but also tending to be correct in what they report. It's just that they tend to cover so many salacious topics and have inside info on things that it can be questionable when they report and how, but what they report is usually like on the up and up, as opposed to, say, if this was coming from Page Six, I'd be like, eh. But here we are from Daily Mail, and they're saying that these photos that we talked about a little earlier in a video of Ye back in the mask that we saw him wearing so prominently leading up to the release of Donda and in the immediate aftermath of the album, before recently not being seen in the mask at all. This is the first time he's put it on in a couple months now. But you can see him resuming wearing the mask in all black with Julia for this photo shoot. And according to the sources for Daily Mail, they're saying that Kanye will not only be releasing another Donda album, but he will also be releasing a movie to accompany the album starring his girlfriend Julia, sources have told Daily Mail. And we know that Ye has mentioned in a text message conversation Donda 2. He's also mentioned in a video that he put out earlier today talking about Chicago's birthday party that he's supposed to be, or that he was in Miami working on music, or he's supposed to be in Miami working on his album. So there are people around Ye and Ye himself talking about him back at work on a new album. But this is the first we're hearing from sources that a movie is being filmed. We do know that in 2020, Ye actually brought a crew out and was filming a movie for Donda at that time. He was doing one that was like Donda with Child, and then there was another movie, Angels, that we saw from the Atlanta warehouse. We saw still shots. There was a collaboration with Hype Williams. And Donda with Child was apparently based on the famous Japanese anime Angel Egg, or Angel's Egg, which isn't as famous as Akira in that sense. I guess it's more like art house famous, in terms of if you're really into anime movies and like the artistry of anime, you've probably watched Angel's Egg. But if you're just into like pop culture anime, you may not have seen Angel's Egg or even heard of it. But Ye watched it, loved it, and was so inspired, he brought a crew out to Wyoming to shoot a movie inspired by it, which we got some like still photos from. We got some clips from, not the finished product, but the filming of it. We also know that Ye made a movie for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, that there was a Cruel Summer movie that only got shown at some film festivals because it involves seven screens, and that he also had a Yeezus movie that got thrown into oblivion with so much other music and projects and videos. So we don't know if that'll ever come out of the vault, but Ye is such a movie fan and aficionado that it would make sense to me that there's a movie component, especially with Julia being so prominent in the sense of how much of a scene stealer she was in Uncut Gems, and how big of a sleeper hit Uncut Gems was in the film community, and that it went from being this artsy thing to being something that kind of took like the zeitgeist by storm for a little bit as Uncut Gems entered the pop culture, because it was just such a great balance of art but tension, just like pure story tension, with Adam Sandler turning in what might be one of his, like, if not his greatest performance in a dramatic role, up there with, oh, what's the Paul Thomas Anderson movie? I'm blanking, but Punch Drunk Love. Like, Punch Drunk Love is so good too. Uncut Gems is probably more appealing to most people, but Punch Drunk Love is really good. But Julia being the love interest, you know, the second woman in Uncut Gems, and being such a force in that movie, I can imagine Ye being like, yo, I am with a bona fide like actress and we're on the same wavelength. We're talking ideas. Let's make a movie. They already had just a photo shoot that we talked about in a previous video that was very cinematic in terms of Julia being on a table, Kanye looking ready to dine, having a knife and fork and the implications of that. They're already getting artsy together. Julia is a very artsy person in and of herself. So I can just imagine the kind of ideas that they're riffing on and Ye being like, well, let's throw some money at this. So we'll see if anything comes of this, if there are more sources or trusted sources that we hear from that start talking about this movie, if we start seeing more like photos and images of it. But the Heaven and Hell music video kind of came out of nowhere, right? We weren't expecting that until it premiered, did it like a soft premiere at Sunday Service. And then it was 2 months of people working on it before we saw the final version that just came out last week. So we'll see where everything goes with this. It might just be another one of those projects that gets started and fizzles out, or it might be something that we can look forward to as Ye gets back in front of the camera. So until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.